Breaking news, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach is now on the air. Sources say they only got this job because everyone else was in jail or rehab. More at 11.
Why are you gay?
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. Let's try that again. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Yo, yo.
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, what don't we have to talk about today? We have almost too much, so we're going to miss a few things. Tariffs beginning. Canada promises to retaliate by raising the price of Rush records. Federal workers ordered to remove pronouns from their emails. We got a follow-up on the lawsuit, the Trump lawsuit against CBS regarding the Kamala 60 Minutes interview that they claim was edited. One in four deported since Trump took office are not Mexican nationals, but they are now Mexico's problem. ICE officers getting threats. Scott, we should remember how to drive forklifts because we can go to work at Costco for like $32 an hour.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is that a story?
That is. We'll get to that.
Oh, man. Dude, send me an application.
I thought I was with you, Home Depot.
No, Costco.
No. I don't look good in orange. I don't look good in any color, so
let's see,
it doesn't
today,
matter. But
today, as we record, it's February 3rd, and today is the official day without migrants or immigrants. No school, no work, no shopping. They're going to raise their voices and show that we need them more than they need us or something.
So hold on a second.
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
So, yeah. No, it is.
The illegal immigrants are going to raise their hands?
They're going to protest, yeah.
So we just go round them up?
Like in Los Angeles yesterday, they had a big protest, and it's like, okay, you guys are all on camera. If ICE doesn't know about you now, or before, they know about you now.
Why wouldn't they just go there and just round them up?
Well, maybe they did.
I mean, it seems like really, really low-hanging fruit.
I mean, they blocked the 101 and all kinds of neat stuff. So, yeah, they were having a little...
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun to watch. Waving their own flags.
This was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, Sunday, yesterday, as we record this, yeah.
Oh, were they waving flags of other countries?
Their country, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was like...
just go round them up.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, we always start with a crazy on the way. I've got one this week. Scott, you said you had two?
Yeah, I got two.
Okay, why don't you go
first? I'm just going to do one. And then
I'll do the other one later. You can do another segment. You can use mine, too.
Well, yeah, do two because, yeah, if Coach doesn't have one. Ziggy, do you have one?
He's going to think about it. We'll get back to him.
Yeah, go ahead and do your two.
Like something.
Okay, so I had to go to an undisclosed secret appointment yesterday. I can't tell you what it was or where it was anyways. But I will say this. I had to drive through the Santa Cruz Mountains, Highway 17 in California. If you're anywhere close to that, you know this is a windy, it's two lanes each way.
I just did this the other day.
Yeah. On a good day, you're okay. But if weather's bad or a little bit weird, that place is like a death trap. So I get done with my business. I'm headed back last night. It's like 9 o'clock at night. It's raining and sprinkling and it's cold and foggy. And all of a sudden, this fire engine just comes barreling past us. We're like, whoa, what's going on? We pull up. We're the third car in the scene behind the fire engine. And there is a car turned on its side, almost blocking the whole road. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what happened? And it's in a section of the freeway where it's like, wait, this isn't even, like, the dangerous part of it. You chose this part to crash? Why don't you... On one of the big turns where it makes more sense that you would crash. But, I mean, it's this white mid-size SUV and broken windows and the whole thing. And stuff from the car has come out onto the road. And I'm thinking, oh, this guy's not doing good. I hope he's okay. I pull up and standing behind the fire engine is this dude. And he's on his phone just like tick-tocking away.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally fine.
Did they let you by?
Yeah. I mean, they parked the engine in such a way that you could barely get by on the left. And so, boom, we're through. And my buddy that's riding with me, I'm like, dude, take some pictures. And car was jacked. I'll show you the picture here in a minute. But yeah, I was cracking up. The dude, oh, I was happy. The guy was fine.
Yeah.
But then I'm cracking up because he's just standing there on his phone like he's, you know, ordering something on Amazon.
Well, he's got to find a new car now.
Well, maybe he's shopping for a car.
Hitting Auto Tempest to look for a scary
deal. But I was driving, and Doug is going to argue with this the moment I say it. I was driving fairly slowly.
Liar!
Because of the road conditions. And then after that, I drove even slower, more slowly. How do you say that?
By slower? You slowed down.
Yeah. Or I drive more slowly. I'm going with slowly.
Yeah,
both okay. Lies.
I need an English teacher.
By slower, you meant 80?
Yeah, I slowed down to 80.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but just for the turns.
There you go.
All right.
So, there you go.
I used to love that drive in my Impala.
But it's been a minute since I'd gone back by a crash, and it looked intense.
Crashes typically are.
Yeah. No, I'm super happy for the guy that he was okay. Yeah. So
do you want to do your second or?
No, I'm wait.
Okay.
I'm wait. You can do yours.
Okay. Well, yeah. So yesterday morning, I'm on my way to church. I had to be there early. And coming down.
Pardon me?
I had to be at church early. Earlier
you went to church?
Earlier than usual, yeah.
Had to be. So,
but you were not early.
No,
He had extra sins to atone for.
I was 10 minutes late.
No,
yeah.
You were way late.
Or 15 minutes late. No. Part of that was because I got into a conversation in the parking lot. But,
and then
having,
you continued that conversation in the foyer.
I did, because it was an important conversation.
I thought he booked like a 45-minute session in the confession booth.
Yeah. That's not enough time.
Bless me, Father.
That's not enough time.
For I've sinned over and over.
It's not enough time.
I use the Lord's name in vain every time I do. Brian Drake's
Naked Cruel. Yeah. No, all the encouraging thoughts.
I don't use the end.
Lord's name.
Yeah, you went to church to apologize. Hey, when he sent you away, did he say go in Christ?
So there, I'm coming down Stanley, and there's this other Subaru that's, you know, of course I'm driving the hot rod Corvette, and this somebody in a Subaru was just had to shoot past me. Going much faster, and every time I would get close, Jerome, she would take off again.
Jerome.
Yeah. So
was
finally,
that her name Jerome.
Probably.
Right.
Finally, we get to a stoplight, and I look over because I got to see this person, and it's a young lady that's applying her makeup at the stoplights, and then when the light turns green, she's taken off again, and it was quite funny. It's like, I hope you're only doing the makeup at the stoplights and not while you're driving.
It almost looks like you were about to say that it was somebody from the church, but.
No. That would have been hilarious, but no, it was not. It was someone else who was in a bigger hurry than I was.
Well, you weren't in that much of a hurry, though.
No, I wasn't because I advised the people that were waiting.
Late.
I advised the people that were waiting for me that I was going to be late, so they knew. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was fine with it. Unlike you, who seemed to have
an issue.
There
was one more thing to add to confession.
Who is he?
Ziggy. I told Ziggy that I was going to be late.
Oh. Okay.
Because Ziggy was waiting for me to do some stuff. And
your job.
Yeah. Just give me away, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what else am I going to do?
He didn't share that with the rest of us.
Move on.
Well, that's because the rest of you didn't need to know. Only the person in charge needed to know.
Oh.
Yes. All right. So we got tariffs beginning. Canada is not happy.
Are they the first tariff?
It was them and Mexico. Actually,
simultaneously.
I want to know who was first.
We put Mexico on
hold. It starts today.
Yeah, we put Mexico on hold, and I'll get to that in a second. But Trump pushing ahead with long-threatened import tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China.
Oh, Canada.
It's an order imposing 25% tariffs on imports and a 10% duty on China. Energy resources from Canada.
Really, what's that about?
Don't you know, eh?
Energy resources from Canada will be hit with a 10% tariff to, quote, minimize any disruptive effects we might have on gasoline and home heating oil prices. Mr. Trudeau, the current PM of Canada, not happy. He is threatening to, or has threatened, to respond with tariffs of his own, including things like bourbon and cars that are built there. That American companies, you know, send all their factories to Canada now. or some of them.
Canada.
Yeah.
America's 51st state.
Or his America's hat, actually. So yeah, not happy there. But with Mexico, we actually do have news on that, where the Mexicans have caved, and Trump is going to pause those tariffs. So this broke just a little bit ago. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum Fold says she's agreed to send 10,000 troops to the U.S. border after a, quote, good call with Trump. Mexico will immediately reinforce the northern border with 10,000 members of the National Guard to prevent drug trafficking from Mexico to the U.S., particularly fentanyl. The U.S. is committed to working to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico, and they're pausing tariffs for 1 month while they work this out. So Canada needs to follow Mexico's lead and just say, yes, Daddy. Because that's what the president of Mexico has done.
I'm interested that we passed over it very quickly, but what they called a good phone call with Trump?
Yeah, just a good conversation. Just
No. But I mean, we have another country who said they had a good interaction with Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a common thing.
It's actually...
All I ever hear is how everybody hates us and hates him and we're terrible.
That's the narrative. I'm telling you, the more you dig and listen, and these people do have good conversations with Trump.
So there are no tariffs on Mexico.
By the way, I'm really on a little bit of a rant, by the way.
Okay.
It's President Trump, and especially you see these Democrats, when they say Trump, they say it with disdain and really disrespect. Anyway, but really bugs me.
I think we should say it with a Disney Goofy voice. You know the character Goofy?
Mm-hmm.
Trump! That'd be fun. President Trump!
Hit that freaking button.
No. Why are you gay? You need another shtick. You need it.
No.
Yeah. Let's branch out.
No, not when you say that.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Yeah.
No, it makes me goofy.
So who is gay?
Goofy.
Why are you gay?
I just think it's great. They said, there's going to be tariffs and the countries are going to hate us. And here we have a country who's not getting tariffs and they like us.
Yep.
So where's the narrative?
I got caught listening to his response, Trudeau's.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought he had stepped down.
He steps down in March.
Yeah. Like steps down.
Mm-hmm.
He's going
to
march.
They have to have time to organize another election or something like that.
His term is not over.
Not officially.
He's going to walk in March.
He will hand in his papers in March.
He's just walking.
He's going to skip. Yeah. He's going to skip town in March.
Canada does things differently than we do.
So he's just saying uncle.
Hey, can we call him Skip Trudeau? Like he's skipping
Skipper.
Out.
Skipper.
In March. He's walking.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Skipper.
Hey, Skip.
But it was so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went on and on. You mentioned earlier that it's one of the things is because he has to say it.
He has to repeat everything in French.
Yeah,
because the French Canadians got upset.
What's the matter with France, right?
1660s and 70s or something like that. They felt that they were being excluded. So they wanted, because, hey, we're French Canadian. We want to hear our language.
There you go again.
So Trudeau's father passed a law saying that any official speech has to be repeated in French.
Oh, wow.
So it's that statement of his went on way too long because he essentially just had to repeat himself.
I'm sorry, Brian. Could you repeat that in French?
No.
Why couldn't they just do subtitles?
Oui, croissant.
Because that would make the French people cry.
Oui, croissant. Well,
then do it in
French fries.
And put the subtitles in English.
Then that would make the English people cry. I mean, Canada doesn't like it when people cry. So they just try to be nice to everybody. See, that's the thing. Canada is usually the nice country, and now Trudeau is like, we're not going to take this. And it's like, oh, Canada's getting mad now. So it's
they're stomping their feet.
That's right.
We can hear him in the attic.
Yeah, he threatened to raise the prices on Canadian bourbon, and I was like...
Which is not very good.
Well, yeah, but it's still, you threaten booze, and it's like, okay,
What is that one? The
now I'm ready
label.
To start bombing.
What's the Canadian something?
Canadian Mist?
No, what's the Canada's, it's their whiskey, their, it's the famous one.
The famous one?
Whatever. Crown Royal, thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are no
Crown
help.
Royal.
Crown Royal is
Canadian.
It's awful, first of all.
Yeah.
Well,
And it's about to be overpriced.
And it's a blended whiskey. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's not really.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com and discussing Canada and tariffs and...
And their stupid whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm going to get personal later.
We're not going to get any more SCTV reruns either, apparently.
I picture him as like Ralph from The Simpsons.
I'm done.
Hey, I wonder if President Trump... all due respect to Coach over there, if he could work into the negotiations with Canada that they have to cease and desist all Canadian Football League. Like, no more Canadian football. That's got to go away.
You know, one thing I was curious about, because Canada is so much not on the U.S. radar for things. So I looked up, why do we want tariffs on Canada? Well, apparently, a lot of the fentanyl and other illegal activity or legal immigrant activity is coming from Canada. Trudeau said it's only like 1% of the total problem, and most of it, of the issue, is coming from Mexico.
And but, how would he have that number?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
So Trudeau's a racist then?
I guess, yeah.
I know, I'm just following the narrative.
But that's apparently the reason, and it surprised me, because it's like, well, Canada doesn't usually cause any problems. They have their own problems. I mean, anything we do to them economically, they're already suffering as it is, which is why Trudeau is stepping aside. But I just thought it was curious.
What do they export to us, like ice?
I actually happen to have that up right here, their top 10 imports.
Ice cubes. Bad accents.
It's pretty weird.
Oh, no, yeah. They send us hockey players.
No, the number one thing is vehicles.
What?
What is that about?
What's a Canadian vehicle?
The big three have factories in Canada. So
is that really an import?
They're sending
it's an
them.
American company?
Yeah, it's an American company. They build them in Canada, ship them down to the U.S.
Oh, so they're taking American jobs.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah. Well, it's cheaper.
Oh, labor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe that's the thing.
It hasn't really...
Wee-wee.
So number really one is vehicles. Number two is machinery, including computers.
Yeah, they don't make computers. I'm sure it's our companies doing that, too.
Yep. Electrical machinery and equipment is three. Mineral fuels is four. Gems and precious metals is five. Plastic articles is six. Pharmaceuticals is seven.
Yeah, that's fentanyl. Pharmaceutical. It's a fentanyl, right? They just admitted it. They're shipping in drugs.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. And number 10 is furniture, bedding, lighting, signs, prefabricated buildings.
And Rush Records.
Rush
Records. You know, the most important one.
Hurry up and complete your collection, guys.
They send us ice hockey players. Now, yeah. I finally figured out Canada is valuable to me. Ice hockey. Okay. I mean, that's a game.
Okay.
That's worth watching.
I agree.
Because real men play that game, for sure. Mm-hmm. And real women, when they play too, it's just not a gender standpoint. But, yeah, I love me some hockey.
All right. So who's got pronouns in their emails? Anybody?
You know, it's funny, I just got one.
Why, whatever do you mean?
I just got one yesterday.
An email with a pronoun?
You finally got a pronoun?
No.
Which one did you pick, Coach?
I don't believe in pronouns, personally. this was from a guy looking to partner with me.
Oh, they want to be your partner.
They want to be my partner. Where'd it go?
Why are you gay?
I am. My tongue is bleeding from biting right now. The filter.
Doesn't that make you gay?
We turned the filter way up.
So who is gay?
It's an equipment drive for this disadvantaged.
Just setting me up for so
this disadvantaged soccer group. He. Him.
Why are you gay?
He. Him.
He. Him.
Yep.
But, okay, so that that's confusing. Why would you have to declare the normal pronouns, the natural, but with the
I don't know
the binary. Is it called binary pronouns?
I don't know. I've always taken those who pick he him are the ones that are like not participating, yeah, but they have to do it in order to do that virtue signaling and
or their employer requires it.
Look what I can do.
Because their employer requires it.
I've not seen anything like that, but it could be. I thought all this was voluntary.
No, this is a small soccer group.
Hmm.
They serve an underprivileged population.
Yeah.
And they're trying to provide a sport for those kids.
Yes.
Good for them.
Yes. No, well, they do that, but
well, employees at multiple federal agencies have been ordered to remove pronouns from their emails. This is from a memo obtained by ABC News that cited two executive orders signed by President Donald Trump on his first day in office seeking to curb diversity and equity programs in the federal government. Quote, pronouns and any other information not permitted in the policy must be removed by 5 p.m. Friday. So this was last Friday. Mm-hmm. Federal employees at the Department of Transportation received a similar directive Thursday, the same day the department was managing the fallout from the D.C. plane crash near Reagan Airport. So, Trump is, he stated in his inaugural that there are only two genders, and now he's forcing these federal employees that were trying to,
you know
do all their...
I think you should also have to put your hair color down. I mean, no, honestly.
Well, what's your dominant hand? Are you a lefty or a righty?
I mean
that's important information.
It's equally as important as the he-him thing.
Yeah.
No, but this is good news, though, right?
And what if I had read it?
Yes.
It's like, I'm a minority here.
Very good.
And I want you to know that.
I'm underprivileged.
Red on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I see pronouns, you know, with... being in publishing, you know, with my books and everything, when I see pronouns in an email from a publisher or an agent or something like that, it's like, I can't take you seriously as a business person. And it's like, you know, we won't be talking if you have that stuff.
Opinion rejected.
Yeah.
Especially the wrong ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I kind of feel that way about masks right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you walk up on me and you're still wearing a mask, I'm thinking to myself, are you protecting yourself or you got something you're protecting me from? I don't want to know. Yeah, either one.
Let's
stand far away from each other.
We have one guy at the office at the day job that still wears his mask. And
Never stopped.
Throughout the day, yeah.
No, but I'm talking about throughout.
Yeah.
Since COVID.
Yes.
Never stopped.
He never takes it off. And it's like, I haven't seen his face in several years now. It's like,
are you really missing anything?
Not really, yeah, no. Okay. But I mean, it's like, you know, he. It's not like he's not. He's in charge of all the scheduling. So if I want a day off, I got to go talk to him. And then it's like, hey, can I have this, you know, such and such day off? And I hear, because he's got this thing over his face,
face diaper.
Why?
So, well, absolutely.
Why are you gay?
So. So we have. The illegal immigrant protests happening today. Another story here, we have one in four that have been deported since Trump took office are not Mexican nationals, we are sending them back, so they're now Mexico's problem. So it's like if they came here through Mexico, we are now sending them back through Mexico, and that's... Yeah. So according to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, the United States repatriated 5,282 migrants to Mexico during the first 7 days following Trump's inauguration. Sheinbaum told reporters later that only 4,500 of those returnees were Mexican nationals.
You got a breakdown on the rest?
No, I don't. But, I mean, they're from points south. So
Not necessarily.
I guess. But, yeah, I'd be curious, too, especially if any of them are from the Middle East and might be, ISIS-trained or something like that. But, anyway, they are now Mexico's problem. So, they certainly allowed them to come up through Mexico, so now they can show them the way back.
Back, yeah.
So it's
come back from whence you came. So I got personal stuff to talk about too.
Okay.
Oh look. Okay, go ahead.
It's gonna get personal.
Yeah.
Next segment.
Okay, because we've
not right now. I got to build up to it.
We got 3 minutes here.
So. I have a conundrum. Woo-hoo.
Why don't you just
certainly do?
Why don't you just Why don't you just get started, and then we can have a cliffhanger?
Well, it has to do with my son getting married.
Okay.
I'm going to be the father of the groom.
Right.
And so I'm trying to, I mean, it's really not that important, but it is, I was trying to figure out what I should do. So this is called a teaser, Brian.
I understand.
Get back to it after the break.
I understand what a teaser is.
And his, it involves him and mostly his fiance.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, it just got dramatic, didn't it?
Not really.
Where's yeah, the, where's no, the I'm with I'm with Coach on this one. Okay. let's go to break early, and then we can get back to that because you've teased it so well.
Oh, and then I had a home issue last night too.
Okay. Well, I'll tease some other things.
I got it. I'm full of issues.
So we'll hit that, and then we've got ICE officers that are getting threats on social media, and some idiots are using their real names. So your home story, and we'll hit that right after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you here. We had a great tease. I put that in air quotes.
Oh, hey.
Because of, yeah, there you are.
You had me
because you're such a tease.
You had me muted.
So, Scott, go ahead and tell us your home issue. You've got a son getting married.
Well, the home issue is different than the personal issue.
Uh-huh.
Because the personal issue is my son and his fiance, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. The home issue is what I came home to last night.
Okay.
So I'll do one this segment. I'll do one the next segment. Which one do you want to do?
Double tease.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm super teasing.
Okay, let's get the juicy stuff. Your son and his wedding.
Yeah, okay, hey. So they're planning the wedding, and they're cooking all the stuff. One of the things you do is you got to get the dress. So my boy comes home the other day, and he's like, "Oh, fiance, she got the dress." Like, how do you know? You didn't see it, right? You didn't go with them. He's like, "Oh no, I didn't have to go." I said, "Oh yeah, that's probably good. I missed out on it, but apparently she picked the dress." I said, "Oh well, did you see it? Because I mean, traditionally, you're not supposed to look at the dress, right?" He confirms he hasn't seen the dress, and he's not allowed to see the dress. And then he says to me, he's like, "But you could see it." And I was like, wait a minute. The father of the groom, if the groom's not supposed to see the dress, am I supposed to see the dress? Am I not supposed to see the dress? Is there a rule about that?
I don't know what the rule is. I don't think there is.
So anyway, so I'm over their house. The fiance's family's house mm-hmm. the other day. And the parents are like, "Oh yeah, we got the dress." And then they're like, "Yeah, you want to see the pictures?" And I was like, no, I don't know if I'm supposed to. Is there a ruling on that? I feel like I'm not supposed to see the dress and I can't decide. I mean, this is not going to change anything, right? I mean, it has no effect, but I was weird how much of a fog I was in trying to decide what I should do. So far I've yet to see the dress, and I think I'm going to keep it that way.
Okay, that's your story?
That's me. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
And so my kid and the family are like, "No, you need to see the dress." I'm like, "No, I'm not looking at the dress."
All right. Well, it sounds like you solved your problem.
Well, yeah, but they want me to see it, so.
Why do they want you to see it?
I don't know if they want me to appreciate the beauty and the glory, and I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure they spent a pretty penny on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they spent.
My wife's dress was like $5,000, so yeah, I'm sure they.
Oh dang!
Yeah, something she wears only once, and it's now it's in a box, jammed in a corner, and for the longest time, one of our cats was using it as a place to sleep.
That's the most expensive cat box ever.
Exactly.
My wife actually hacked hers up.
If you have an answer for this, email us at drakeandscott@gmail.com.
You're Drake not involved. Scott. Why does it matter if you see it?
I say you could see it.
I don't know. It feels weird to me.
That is such a non-thing.
We're the groom's side of the family.
It doesn't matter.
That's not our side.
And it was really, it's really the bride in the dress, seeing her in the dress the morning of the wedding.
When they show me the dress and they show me the picture.
You are not involved here.
She's going to be in the dress.
I get it.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm supposed to. I don't want to see it.
Well, you're not the groom here.
Maybe that's it. I want to wait, and I want to be surprised like everybody else.
I don't think
so. Coach, you said your wife hacked up her dress. What?
And incorporated pieces of it into two of my daughters.
Oh, how nice.
dresses.
Okay.
That's cute.
No, I'm sorry. Three of them.
Three.
They all have some piece of her dress incorporated into their dress.
Oh, wow.
It was a trifecta.
Yeah, my sister.
That was kind of cool.
My sister did something similar. She turned hers into a dog bed. So she bought a
mat. Are you serious?
I am serious.
You think that's similar to my wife incorporating pieces of her wedding dress
that's right.
into our daughter's wedding dresses?
Yeah. See, is so
comparable to your wife using it for a dog bed?
No, my sister. My sister
your
did this.
Sister using it for a dog bed?
So she had the mattress and then
you
she
and
wrapped
I have
it.
Very different ideas, my friend.
Yeah, so she wrapped it in her wedding dress and the dogs slept on it and they loved it. And it was a good repurpose of her wedding dress.
Yeah, those things are very similar for sure.
They are indeed.
Ding dong.
Indeed.
So, Scott, do you want to go to your other thing now?
Yeah, next segment.
Next segment.
No,
okay.
Move on to one of our top stories.
Let's talk about U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has officially warned agents about murder threats following the ramping up of deportation operations. Threats appeared on social media. They were sent directly to ICE field offices. Some of the death threats include advice on how to deal with ICE agents. If you see them in restaurants, you know, spit in their food, put sugar in their gas tanks, throw eggs at them. And these are guys on social media. Yeah. They're, you know,
that's expensive, man. Throwing eggs these days.
Yeah. All their faces.
They're like a buck a pop.
Yeah, I know. Another claims ICE agents should be shot and maimed. And wow. These people are posting these things for everybody to see. How smart is that?
Yeah, I think
unfortunately, I don't think it's as dumb as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
The dumb as it should be is they should have people at their door this morning hooking them up and taking them away.
Yeah, it's not hard to find these people.
Yep.
I mean, even under usernames,
it's right there. It's like, you know what? Yeah, that's fine. That's
well, we don't want to become Britain. Where you post something and then the cops show up at your door?
Well, but in this case, though...
They're doing that in England right now.
Well, no, they're doing that in England if you post a funny meme that offends somebody. You know, this is like the Armageddon...
You think... So
this is threatening...
Like, much like the wedding dress thing, you think these two things are comparable?
Yeah.
That I've said, here's a guy, here's how to murder him, and here's what you should do?
Yeah. So, you know, they should be.
And I also find it... I always find it interesting when people talk that kind of crap against people who are trained and carry guns for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
That's like walking in front of a moving car and expecting not to get hit.
Yeah,
funny ones are the teachers.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're not going to let ICE in their school.
My classroom.
And there's going to be issues. Yeah, honey.
Really? You,
what are they going to do? Lock the door? I mean, these guys got battering rams. No, come on.
There was actually a transgender teacher the other day on the radio who flat out said, you know, so you think you're coming into my classroom, blah, 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 blah. One of us ain't leaving this classroom.
Jeez. He's going to... What are you going to throw a rainbow at him? I mean, come on.
Unicorns have horns.
Okay, so they're carrying around okay, I can't even go. I just can't. You know, it's just...
Mess with the uni, get the corn.
Oh, no.
Well played.
Anyway.
Why do people even get attention for this stuff? It just seems so... All right, next story.
All right. Let's talk about solar power, since that's kind of come up in the recent days. From Los Angeles, what was once the world's largest solar power plant of its type appears to be heading for closure just 11 years after opening, under pressure from cheaper green energy resources. Environmentalists also continue to blame the Mojave Desert plant for killing thousands of birds and tortoises. This is the Ivanpah Solar Power Plant, opened in 2014 on 5 square miles of federal land near the California-Nevada border. It was hailed at the time as a breakthrough moment for clean energy, but its power has been struggling to compete with cheaper solar technologies. Pacific Gas and Electric, Scott, you're going to love this, has agreed with the owners, including NRG Energy, that to terminate its contracts with the Ivanpah plant will actually save some money.
Yeah.
Ready?
Never going to believe that. Not a chance in hockey sticks. No, PG&E is making money on this. Whether it's cheaper or not, it's still generating power that PG&E is not. That's like when somebody comes home and is like, Oh, my God, I saved so much money. What do you mean? I was 20% off. Yeah, well, how much did you spend? $400. Okay, great. So you saved, what, $100? It was normally $500, and you saved $100? Yeah, isn't that great? No, you spent $400.
Yeah, so PG&E buys this power and then resells it. So, I mean, they've got, like, you know, and of course, then they sell it at a markup because they're probably not buying it cheap. From that point, yeah, this will save customers a little bit of money, but then PG&E is upping their rates like every month now. So where's that savings actually coming from?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Have you seen the, they have a whole battery of commercials now. It's pretty funny.
I've not.
Oh, trying to improve their image?
Yeah.
Well, what they'll have is, and I don't, if you're one of those actors, forgive me, and I don't mean to be throwing rocks at you, but they have these people who you would consider more low-level humans, right? Kind of a little disheveled.
Okay.
You know, and then it's like a high-level vice president.
Yeah.
Talking to them like they are
the boss. Okay. It's like, I don't watch TV, so I haven't seen it.
It's pretty.
Okay.
You know.
So, yeah, they're trying to improve their image from being price gouging murderers? Is that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they talked about, you know, the 10,000 miles of underground cable.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's kind of, like I said, he's kind of long hair and disheveled. And I'd like to believe that. He just looks at her and like, yeah, I'd like to believe that. And it's pretty funny.
I will have to watch for those. But yeah, that solar plant going away.
I guarantee it's a scheme.
Oh, probably. Sure. We got a couple of minutes. Let's talk about Costco. Costco clerks will soon make up to nearly $32 an hour. Costco increasing its pay for hundreds of thousands of workers, with clerks at the top of the retail's pay scale set to make $32 an hour in March. Costco employs almost 300,000 people across the U.S. and Canada, says its workers will soon receive an increase of 50 cents to $1. They want to keep ahead of the competition when it comes to worker compensation. But, of course, the money's not free, so they've got to add that to their to the stuff that they sell, right? Does this mean the hot dog prices are going up?
It has to.
Yeah, maybe.
They're not manifesting that money. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah, for sure.
It's
but
coming
it's
from somewhere.
Yeah, but it's like that's more than I make at my day job. So it's like, and Costco's not too far from the house. So it's like I should quit that. Remember how to drive a forklift again, and go apply at Costco.
It's pretty
simple. Yeah, let's
I go. Know, but it's been 15 years, so you
it's
know.
Still pretty simple.
I'm sure it is. Yeah,
it's like riding a bike, Brian.
It really is.
Just turns in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple.
I'm just stunned at how many other opportunities there are to make a better living than in the profession that I went to college for. You know what I mean?
And yeah, that sounds like a PP to me.
That's what?
Sounds like a PP.
Well,
you know a PP.
I know what it is. I'm trying to decide. It's a personal problem.
Yeah,
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to make a joke about that or not.
About your PP?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to make a PP joke?
All right, let's move on. Do we want to talk about the DC plane crash or not?
We can talk about it.
Yeah.
I think it's all, my goodness, so premature and
it's human error on the helicopter operator's part.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know that they have not released enough information. They are being so uber ultra cautious and concerned about saying the wrong thing.
Do you see Buttigieg came out right after? It's like, this is Trump's fault. He fired people within minutes of taking office that would have prevented this tragic accident.
Yeah, that's not how
I thought he was trying to win an Oscar. It was a great performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all stupid. It's like
the only thing that I found was interesting was that the helicopter was on a training flight.
A doomsday training flight.
So if officials need to be evacuated, there's a flight route that they have, and this helicopter was running that route as for practice, and that's the only thing that's
so in a doomsday. If you're trying to get the officials out, you're supposed to go up and hit a plane. Is that
apparently
that's what you're supposed to do? That's how you get them out. They're out.
Hold on a second. Here's why I don't. You know, people died.
Mm-hmm.
People died, and I mean, and then you got the other one, right? So we have two, the other plane crash.
Oh, with the one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, this hasn't happened here. And what was the date? Anybody remember? Long time ago.
Yeah.
We haven't had this. So, yeah, they're going to analyze this to death.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having, you know, 14 press conferences a day and just reiterating the non-information that they have.
Right.
Because people are impatient and, you know, the people that are directly involved should have more information, but the rest of us, wait till you're going to, here's what happened.
Right.
And call it good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to have their face on TV every 3 minutes, which they do.
Yeah. Right. Well, coming up, we got our halftime report. I've got a great women behaving badly this week that takes place in Florida and involves a brick. So we'll get to that.
Are we going to touch on the Oscars bleak? Too? That was last night.
No, that was the Grammys last night. But I do, I do have an Oscar follow up from last week. That's a hoot. You're going to love it. We'll get back to that in a minute. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. The stuff we do during the breaks. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Admit nothing?
Yeah. Are you scared?
No. It's just some of it's just,
you're scared.
Some of it's just too silly. But let's go to this week's women
thoughts.
Behaving badly. I got to find the bookmark here. Here we go. We have a woman in Florida, 34, arrested after police say she threw a first date brick through her ex-husband's window. On Tuesday, January 28th, the Lee County Sheriff's Office shared footage on Facebook showing Sabrina Coyne, 34, appearing to launch the construction material at a Bonita Springs property. Officers posted the doorbell camera video. Dated 4 days prior, while Rick Rock and Shaggy's 2000 hit It Wasn't Me played in the background. Police say the 34-year-old woman now behind bars, this first date brick, was apparently a commemorative thing she and her now ex-husband did on their first date. It was the date of their first date.
Yeah.
But she was at his house trying to get him to come out to talk. He would not, so she threw the brick through the window and just flat out denied any of it happening, and that no, it wasn't me. And well, we have you on video, you know.
It wasn't me.
So, and we need to add her to the hot mugshot file because you know, yeah, right.
Oh, that's good. How you doing? I got a break for you.
And so police show up. They say, "What's going on here? Are you banging on the door?" Yeah, she said, "I'm trying to get in touch with my ex husband. I bang on the door because he wouldn't let me in." And then she denied throwing the brick.
What's a first date brick?
I just said it. It is a brick that they had, and they put the date of their first date on it, just to commemorate the day they first time they went out.
Oh,
and apparently
she's making a statement.
Yeah. So and
so
and,
she says it wasn't her, but it has her name on it, and
yeah,
it's a brick that only she would have.
And they yeah, and they got video, so it's like yeah. So she's
somebody wasn't paying attention.
So she's gonna.
That's like when you come in and the kid's got chocolate all over his fingers and his mouth, his lips, and he's like, "Hey, who got in the cookie jar? Oh, it was me. A bear."
So, congratulations, Sabrina Coyne of Florida. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Behave.
All right. We want to talk about some Oscar stuff that we touched on last week. One of the nominees is in real trouble. Gavin Newsom is facing another recall. I forgot to mention this when the show opened.
I mean, I know so that's a story, and they think they mean it, but not in this state.
I know, but it's just
this state voted 60% in favor of Kamala Harris. State probably even got close to that.
I understand.
There's no way he's losing that.
But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, just the fact that they're going to be able to, whoever he faces for the presidency is going to be able to say, this guy had two recalls. That's how good of a governor he was.
Yeah.
So, no, it's ammunition for the future.
I think either way, however it goes, it's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll touch on that on our next break. Scott, you want to continue your personal stories?
What I came home to last night.
Yeah, so we got to hit that.
It was insane.
All right.
I'm just going to leave it there.
All right.
Kitchen nightmares.
There you go.
Without all the swearing, right? All right, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and
or
Coach.
Or cool accent.
Or that, too.
Yeah.
Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. The stuff we do during the breaks. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Admit nothing.
Yeah. Are you scared?
No. It's just some of it's just
you're scared.
Some of it's just too silly. But let's go to this week's women
thoughts.
Behaving badly. I got to find the bookmark here. Here we go. We have a woman in Florida, 34, arrested after police say she threw a first date brick through her ex-husband's window. On Tuesday, January 28th, the Lee County Sheriff's Office shared footage on Facebook showing Sabrina Coyne, 34, appearing to launch the construction material at a Bonita Springs property. Officers posted the doorbell camera video, dated 4 days prior, while Rick Rock and Shaggy's 2000 hit It Wasn't Me played in the background. Police say the 34-year-old woman now behind bars, this first date brick was apparently a commemorative thing she and her now ex-husband did on their first date. It was the date of their first date. Yeah. But she was at his house trying to get him to come out to talk. He would not, so she threw the brick through the window and just flat out denied any of it happening, and that no, it wasn't me. And well, honey, we have you on video. You know,
it wasn't me.
So, and we need to add her to the hot mugshot file because
hey.
You know, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's good. How you doing? I got a break for you.
And so police show up. They say, "What's going on here? Are you banging on the door?" Yeah, she said, "I'm trying to get in touch with my ex-husband. I bang on the door because he wouldn't let me in." And then she denied throwing the brick.
What's a first date brick?
I just said it. It is a brick that they had, and they put the date of their first date on it, just to commemorate the day they first time they went out.
Oh,
and apparently
she's making a statement.
Yeah. So
she says it wasn't her, but it has her name on it, and it's a brick that only she would have.
And they got video, so it's like yeah. So she's
somebody wasn't paying attention.
So she's gonna.
That's like when you come in and the kid's got chocolate all over his fingers and his mouth, his lips, and he's like, "Hey, who got in the cookie jar?" Oh, it was me. There was a bear.
So, congratulations, Sabrina Coyne of Florida. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Behave.
All right. We want to talk about some Oscar stuff that we touched on last week. One of the nominees is in real trouble. Gavin Newsom is facing another recall. I forgot to mention this when the show opened.
I mean, I know so that's a story, and they think they mean it, but not in this state.
I know, but it's just
this state voted 60% in favor of Kamala Harris. State probably even got close to that.
I understand.
There's
that.
There's no way he's losing that.
But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, just the fact that they're going to be able to, whoever he faces for the presidency is going to be able to say, this guy had two recalls. That's how good of a governor he was. Yeah. So, no, it's ammunition for the future.
I think either way, however it goes, it's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll touch on that on our next break. Scott, you want to continue your personal stories?
What I came home to last night.
Yeah, so we got to hit that.
It was insane.
All right.
I'm just going to leave it there.
All right.
Kitchen nightmares.
There you go.
Without all the swearing, right? All right. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and
or
Coach.
Or a cool accent.
Or that, too.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Breaking news, folks. Drake and Scott and their notorious accomplices, Ziggy and Coach, are on the loose. Hide your kids and hide your wives. More at 11.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, back with hour number two. Scott, why don't we start with you, because you're so eager to tell us your kitchen story.
No, so within moments, I mean, half hour of seeing this crash, you know, driving slowly, trying to make it home. I get back to the house and I walk in, and the kitchen looks like Armageddon. There's three crock pots out. There's Tupperware all over the place. Food. Like, what is going on? Someone had decided to go on a cook fest and made four different dishes. Three soups and an enchilada dish. And they made full crock pots of the soup. So three crock pots going, which shout out to my buddies who wanted to know if I needed a third crock pot. And I was like, yes. And like, no, you don't need a third crock pot. I'm like, you watch. Yeah, it's going to happen.
If you bring it,
it's like death and taxes. There's only three things that are sure in life: death, taxes, and the last in the garb. Oh shoot! Have a
I'll fix it. Don't worry. Just keep going. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Have a third crock pot.
Thank God for post.
So there we go.
By the way, what were the soups?
So there's
inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, there was like a Mexican tortilla soup.
Okay.
There was a minestrone.
Okay.
And there was a chicken noodle.
Ooh.
Oh, the noodle.
Yeah. And then there was enchiladas. I'm not sure what was in the enchiladas. The trays were all done, and so I couldn't really look inside. And you
didn't eat any of them? You didn't sample any of these?
No, not really. It was like 10 o'clock or something. But I did spend the next 2 hours. I think I filled 12 Tupperware things, and there is not an inch of space left in any of the fridges.
So you've got food for a month now.
Yeah, I have food for a month, or I'm going to start passing it out. You guys want some soup?
Not really.
Okay.
You don't like soup?
Sure.
It's okay. It's not my
first. No, they're all amazing. I've never seen that much food in my house, not even in the holidays.
Hmm.
You know, you get 20 people over.
So what was the reason for making all of this?
Just food prep.
Was she
bored? for the next few couple weeks and lunches and eat at home because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
We spend way too much going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The families.
I could have told you that.
Yeah. So actually, if you want to make more money than working at Costco with their increase, just go wait tables anywhere. With what they're charging, and now you're supposed to tip, you know, 20% or 22%, or that's where you make your money.
I see.
So, anyways, I'm going to be well hydrated for the next couple weeks with all the soup intake.
Sure.
And I got two Mexican dishes. So one's a tortilla soup, and the other one's enchiladas. So can't go wrong there.
Nice.
I got to figure out how am I going to fit in sushi in there somewhere.
Do you have a new sushi place?
There's always another stomach.
That's another story.
Yes.
That's another story, yeah.
You have another story.
Yeah. Oh. Well, next segment.
Yeah.
Next
segment. Well, no, it's only next week. We're only 2 hours.
Scott's third T stands for tease today.
There you go. All right, let's go back to Governor Newsom, Governor Haircut. A new effort to recall the governor has started.
Do it.
An outfit called Saving California announced on Twitter that have now started amassing signatures. Tens of thousands, they've said.
How close did we get last time?
Oh, close enough to actually have the election or have the recall election happen.
No, the recall election happened.
Yeah, except...
What was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
Just a lousy option?
No, he's African American Republican. He would do segments on Fox News a lot. What's the guy's name?
I don't know. I just know he lost.
Articulate and the whole thing.
Yeah, he just lost. That's all I know.
Oh yeah, he got crushed.
Right. Yeah,
he got crushed.
Crushed.
Yeah, he lost by double the votes.
So
Nuisance afforded a $9 million house. Of course he could.
Mm-hmm.
We had an early dinner. Out of
that. Look that up. Who?
I'll look it up in a second. Yeah. But the recall petition is mostly over the wildfires in Los Angeles and questions about the state and city's management of vegetation, water supply, and fire budgets. So,
just one more time. Where
any extortion of the PG&E?
Yeah,
just didn't do his job.
Well, he had an early dinner
at the French Laundry.
80,000.
80,000 what?
Signatures so far.
What do they need?
1.3 million.
Oh, so we got to...
How many signatures they need?
We got a ways to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm taking bets on this one. Not going to happen.
I'm signing three times.
Well, apparently there's several different petitions you can sign on change.org. So, yeah, you can put your name down as much as you want. I can't find who who he faced at the first recall. But it was nobody of significance if nobody can remember his name.
We'll remember it at some point.
Okay. But there is more Newsom stuff. He has ordered California to capture more stormwater in anticipation of a multi-day significant, quote, atmospheric river in Northern California. Newsom today issued an executive order that would make it easier to divert and store excess water from the incoming storms. And
do you know it's illegal to do that at your home?
It is?
Illegal to catch rainwater.
Yeah. Why?
Not sure. It's a thing, though.
Yep.
Huh.
Look it up.
Water rights are insane.
I know my father has a bucket out that he likes
that's
to...
That's illegal.
He likes to measure...
He should go to jail.
Okay, well, he likes to measure...
What's his address?
Never mind. But he likes to measure the rainfall. He has the bucket. He sticks the ruler in it and goes, oh, we had X amount of inches. And it's like, okay. That's great, Dad.
You know, against the law.
I don't care.
You should go to jail.
Well, no, but then he pours it out. So it's like he gets rid of the evidence.
That's double against the law. Double
against the law. Then he's wasting.
Yeah.
Newsom says it's important, more important than ever, that we maximize every opportunity to recharge our groundwater supplies. Where was that urgency before the fires? And before we had the water crisis, because we're always in a drought, it seems here.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, close the gate after the horses leave, Gav.
I wonder what Larry Elder would have done.
Oh, is that who it was?
That's who it was.
That's who it was. Okay. Well, I'm surprised I forgot that, because he is a rather significant player.
That's the guy he ran against?
That's the guy he ran against.
Yeah.
That Drake couldn't find?
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's such a computer.
Because I was too busy running the show here, Coach.
Almost 8 million people voted against recalling Newsom.
Wow.
And this was back in 21.
Well, we'll see if that changes now after LA's been red-pilled the way they have.
Yep. Yeah. It was almost 2-1, no versus yes, about doing the recall. So it's a blue state.
All right, we got 5 minutes. Let's have some fun with this next one. Last week we talked about the first ever transgender Best Actress nominee, Carla Sofia Gascon. I'm just going to call her she. I don't have the patience to deal with all this. But someone has gone back into her Twitter history, and what she has posted is really making some people upset. She's apparently into everything the left hates. So here's one from 2021. More and more Oscars are looking like a ceremony for independent and protest films. I don't know if I was watching an Afro-Korean festival, a Black Lives Matter demonstration, or the 8M. Apart from that, an ugly, ugly, ugly...
Has she watched her own film?
No.
It's like,
well, no, this was before. This was before, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Another post that has since been deleted, quote, is it just my impression or are there more Muslims in Spain? Every time I go to pick up my daughter from school, there are more women with their hair covered and their skirts down to their heels. Next year, instead of English, we'll have to teach Arabic. Honestly, I think that very few people even cared about George Floyd, a drug addict swindler, but his death has served to once again demonstrate there are people who still consider black people to be without rights and consider policemen to be assassins. They're all wrong. There's
not
no,
all.
I kind of like this guy. I mean, you know, maybe he should win. The response
ain't fooling nobody though.
I've seen him.
Oh my gosh.
So the response has, of course, been death threats.
Not hungry for lunch anymore.
Oh God, just yeah. So she's getting death threats, and everybody's upset with her.
She's huge.
And she has since deleted her Twitter entirely, but the internet never forgets.
Go for it.
So never use that sentence.
Go for it.
Never use that sentence.
Go for it.
What?
He just said she's huge. Never use that sentence. That's just not a good sentence. I mean, if you're
she's
talking about a naval ship, I guess you could use
mind
it.
Is
she's
in kind the gutter.
She's if you're talking about a woman, you never use mind. That one.
Well, she's not a woman.
She is kind of thick. I mean,
she's not a woman. And she's like 6'8".
Well, then don't use the sentence.
And Drake likes her. Well, there you go. Attaboy. There you go.
Want some of that horn, huh?
No, that's not it. But yeah,
Yuna?
She has since
horn
deleted her Twitter entirely. And the next question is that Oscar nomination going to be rescinded, or are they going to leave it up and just not vote for her? So,
but I mean, we listened to that
stupid song
mm-hmm.
last week, and it's you know, like I said, we thought it was something from South Park.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yep. If they recall her nomination, isn't that just hypocritical?
Well, that's the catch. It's all hypocritical.
Too.
So that's like it was. They were brave. They were strong and brave to nominate her, and now are they going to take it away? Because you know, and then is that will that be bigoted?
Because she's
or,
a normal person, or
So we'll see what happens. What will likely happen is they won't take it away. She can tell everybody she was nominated, and then they just won't vote for her or her movie. By the way, which got like 13 nominations.
Yeah, I'm curious. Just what's the competition for best film of the year?
Let's see. Let's look at our guide to Oscar-nominated movies and see what the competition is this year. Emilia Perez, that's the one we're talking about. 13 nominations for that. The Brutalist.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, Wicked. Ugh. A Complete Unknown, the movie about Bob Dylan.
Yeah. I think that Wicked movie is going to win some awards.
Have you seen it?
No, but it's a fan favorite. I mean, everybody talked about it so much.
Conclave, that's been nominated. Anora, haven't heard of that one either.
Oh, Dune, Part 2.
Yeah, Dune, Part 2.
You know, Conclave has also got
I'd vote for that.
A unicorn in it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a unicorn in the original book as well. I don't care. Yeah, well, I'm just saying it. This wasn't a I thought it was a change they made for the movie. Then I researched the book. I said, no, it's in the book, too.
It's a pope, right?
Yeah.
That gets their junk cut off.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Yeah. I've only seen one movie on this list. I have no interest in that's truth. I've only seen one movie on this list. Dune Part 2.
Wow, yeah. And the rest of these movies I haven't heard of. Nickel Boys, A Real Pain. I'm Still Here, The Substance. So, boy, I haven't seen a movie since
Endgame.
Especially
you and me, Scott. We see a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
I see everything, pretty much. Between you and my daughters and the fact that we've both only seen one of those movies is...
Yeah.
Maybe Gaston was correct that it's not...
So, in the clear
representation of what people actually watch and want.
Directing category, seen none of them. Actor in the leading role, seen none of them.
Oh my gosh.
Actress, seen none of them. Yeah. Supporting role actor, none. Supporting role actress, none. Yeah. No, I guess I need to see some more movies.
Or they're not really basing it on what. Yeah. People want to see.
Oh, wait. Animated feature film, The Wild Robot. I did see that. It was really good.
Are you serious?
Is that a kid's movie?
It is.
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
But it's pretty good. Anyways. And we're talking about shows, though. I got introduced to American Primeval.
Okay.
It's a series on... I can't remember if it was Netflix or Amazon Prime. Oh, no, it's Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, American Primeval, and it's about how the West was won and the war between natives, U.S. Army, and the Mormon Church.
Oh, wow.
And the negative things that all three parties did in fighting for the West. It's very interesting and well done. It's a little bit dark if you're sensitive.
Don't watch
it. Find something else to watch.
All right.
But
well, thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We've got to take a break. We'll be back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our second segment of the second hour. That should be significant. Scott, you were going to... Are you done with your stories?
I can't remember.
I thought you were done with your stories.
What I'm spinning on right now is I'm realizing Gladiator 2 wasn't nominated for anything.
Yeah.
Costume design. That's the only thing.
I think people would rather forget Gladiator 2. Right?
Whatever. It was awesome.
I liked it.
I've heard nothing good about it.
Have you seen it?
I just know what I've read. I just know what I read. And I haven't read anything good about it.
Wow.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. And Denzel Washington is classic Denzel.
Yeah,
he was good.
I thought it was good.
And the two crazy brothers, they were entertaining. The fight scenes were, they have a water fight scene inside the Roman Colosseum where they filled it with water.
Oh,
and
that was cool.
Remember that?
That was really cool.
And how do you not, anyways.
All right.
This is why they never let me pick the nominees, because apparently I pick all the wrong ones. Let me ask you this. Most important question for me about the Oscars. Will you even watch?
No.
Nope.
I haven't watched in years.
We skipped the Grammys last night. No recording. No nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm so over all the posturing and narratives. It's like, you know what? I don't want to know any of it.
Just entertain me, funny man.
Yeah. Make a series. I'll pay the streaming service to show it, and then I'll watch it, and then leave me alone.
Yep.
Right? I got soup to make.
I think, you know what?
Clearly, well, now you got it to eat.
Not for a while. You know. I think it's a little bit sad, actually, because it used to be a thing.
Oh, yeah. It was the best of the best.
Yeah, but I mean,
the brightest
family got together, watched it. It was,
it was eventful.
The Grammys are on. The Oscars are on. You know, it was a big
thing. I know. Now it's become sporting events.
Well.
Right? Super Bowl.
Yeah.
NBA Finals. World Series.
Yeah. Not as
World Cup.
I think that all that's gone.
No, these are watch parties for sure.
Yeah, but I still think not the way they used to be.
For sporting events?
Yeah. Sure.
You need to get out more.
Maybe.
When's the last watch party you had for an award show?
Never, actually.
Never. Yeah,
I've never been into the Oscars or anything.
Yeah.
Even when you were younger?
No. They just, yeah. It's just never.
What do you watch party for anymore? Well, not movies. I mean, I might go to the movies with a couple
fights.
Friends, but
UFC
like.
UFC fights.
Okay, there you go. A sport.
We do that.
Right? I got some buddies the Warriors are playing, and we'll all get together. Football.
We had one at your house the other day.
Yeah, it was insane.
It's pretty cool, actually.
So, yeah, I think it's a thing of the past. And we will have to talk about the Super Bowl at some point.
At some point,
Will we really?
Go Eagles.
You want to talk about it now?
Oh, let's talk about it now.
Yeah, why not?
We got time. Oh, I'm going green.
Are you?
Yeah, Philadelphia all the way.
Are you?
I'm so done with the Chiefs.
Why?
They're going to let him win again.
Well.
Oh, you.
Sailor twist for one.
and that's why they're going to let him win again.
And I'm just tired of them winning.
We don't want Taylor's girlfriend to cry, do we?
If the Chiefs win, they will be the first team in the NFL history to three-peat. And I want to avoid that in all ways possible.
Wasn't there a three-peat in the 80s?
No, there was not.
No.
Oh, okay.
There were teams that have gone to the Super Bowl three times in a row.
Close.
The Buffalo Bills actually went four straight years in a row.
And lost. All.
And lost all four of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All four.
And they had a field goal to win one of them, and the guy missed wide right. And if you know a Bills fan, the one thing you can't say to them is wide right. They get so mad. It's glorious.
Or that dude's name.
Yeah. So, yeah, and being an AFC West fan pretty much my whole life, I can't watch the Chiefs win.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, if they had Montana and Marcus Allen again like they did for a hot second, then I would root for him, but no. Emma Holmes, I'm done with him. He's awesome and amazing, and I'm tired of watching it. I want someone else to win.
I saw a funny picture. So I remember that time when Mahomes used to play Darlene on Roseanne?
Oh,
wait.
I'm
going to have to see it. Because
it's an interesting reference.
I can't picture it because his skin tone is darker than the actress that played Darlene. No, wait, Darlene, she's the one, she had the dark curly hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of the blonde. Okay, so. Okay.
Oh, you thought that Mahomes looked like a blonde girl?
That's why I was saying I would need to see the picture because I can't get this in my head. But yeah, so Darlene was the younger one who had the dark hair. And yeah, there we go. I see the picture now. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Very good.
So who are you going to root for, Doug?
Chiefs.
Chiefs?
Yeah.
All the way?
All the way.
Not a question?
Not a question.
Even if one of your best buddies is rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My buddy Nando? Yeah, he's a big Philadelphia fan his whole life.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll be at a watch party.
Why is he a Philly fan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was
He's
a thing.
He's lived in California his whole life, right?
Growing up or what? Well, I'm sorry. Do you live in Kansas City?
No, I don't.
Well, you're rooting for the Chiefs.
But I'm not a huge fan either. I'm not a huge fan either. You said he's a huge fan.
Well, there's a double meaning that I could argue there. I mean, you are kind of huge.
Whoa. Whoa.
No. Why?
So who is gay?
All right. Yeah, I'll be. My sister's coming in, so we're all going to meet at Mom's and watch the game there, and it'll
really.
It'll
nice. So you're going to abandon us again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't invited anywhere, so yeah.
You absolutely were.
The
liar.
When?
Liar.
When?
Every Sunday you've been invited.
No. No one's.
Yeah, oh
no.
Yeah.
Am I not in the room when this invitation is presented, or what? Gentlemen? Is
probably not paying attention.
Okay. Thank you. Back me up here.
He was probably busy with his cat.
Well, we'll see.
That's sleeping on his wife's wedding dress.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
true.
Well, we'll see about next year. Maybe I can join you next year. But I'll be at Mom's and I'm on a book deadline, so I won't be watching the game. I'll be working. So
and you could actually bring them
typing
with
away.
You.
No.
Yeah.
No. Could, I mean, I'm sure
so
I
could.
I'm sure I could. Yes. Could. Yes. I'm sure. Yes. But they won't want to do that. So we're just going
to
spend
work
time at Mom's and I'll get my typing done and everything will be fine.
Are you going to watch the commercials?
Oh, probably. And okay. But they'll be stupid.
Where does
too.
Mom live?
Brentwood. Mm. Yeah. So it's a bit of a drive.
Groovy.
Mm-hmm. So I want to find out what the Biden administration was doing for the Taliban until Trump took over.
Sure. This scares me a little bit.
This is stuff that has come out since Trump took office.
Oh, boy.
The Biden administration has given nearly $4.6 million to help foreign groups promote LGBT projects like drag shows and pride parades. Advocacy groups from at least 55 foreign nations have received millions from the Biden State Department to fund these initiatives. They include pride parades in at least 7 different countries, drag queen shows in Ecuador. They funded a Polish advocacy group that encourages puberty blockers for children with gender confusion and sent cash to a Mexican group that markets cross-sex hormones to gender-confused individuals. So we've stopped this.
Isn't this an argument for us not paying our taxes anymore?
Pretty much, yeah. So between this and giving all the money to Ukraine, it's like the Biden administration was just a trash fire.
We're paying for parties in other countries?
Yeah.
That we're not even invited to?
No. So it's funny. Would be okay try to go to one of those parties, I got to go through immigration and fill out paperwork so that I can enter their country legally.
Mm.
It we're so backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a post from somebody who said that they were against all this stuff and the deportation things and especially you Christians. Where your teachings come from a refugee. It's like, what? Jesus was a refugee? I don't know how you make that argument. Weird. Mm-hmm. We're so backwards.
Mm-hmm. And we're up on a break. So coming up, I want to talk about the 60 Minutes interview that Kamala did during the election that they edited. So they had her saying two different things, and now Trump is suing them. So there's an update on that. And
is he suing her personally?
No, he's suing CBS, oh. CBS Paramount, and yeah. So it's this one is kind of interesting. So back after this. Yeah. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, and let's get an update on CBS and Kamala and Trump's suing them and yada, yada, yada. Paramount Global has been in detailed discussions with Donald Trump's legal team about settling his lawsuit against CBS over the way a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris was edited last year. Any settlement will be highly conciliatory, such a gesture toward Trump. He was not part of the interview, but he sued the network for $10 billion under the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which is generally aimed at false advertising. So this is, I've got the clip of the interview.
Play that thing.
Yeah, so this is, well, let's just play the clip and then we can talk about it.
Yes.
Is it playing both?
That, yeah. Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
So,
can you pass me the Thousand Islands, please?
For that word salad, yeah. So now CBS says that they weren't deceptively editing anything. They used one clip for a promo for the interview, and then they aired the other one. So they used the concise answer.
It's clear what they're saying.
I know, but they used the concise answer in the promo and the word salad in the actual interview, and so
you think a jury is going to buy that?
No. Yeah. That's why they want. That's why they're in talks to settle everything and get this out of the way. So also Paramount.
I love that it's just drawing attention to the misuse of the media and how.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Paramount CBS is involved. In the way, merger
it's in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
The media BS.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah, it's manipulation. Know when you're being manipulated.
Narrative.
So they want to settle because Paramount is merging with another company and they need Trump's approval or the Trump administration's approval. So that's why they want to get this out of the way.
That's funny.
The rank and file CBS people are not happy, of course. But anyway.
That they cheated? They're not happy?
No, they're not happy that the lawsuit might be settled because they don't think they did anything wrong.
They know they did something
wrong. And they're going to have to give Trump money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he should say, no, you know what, let's go to court.
Mm-hmm.
$10
we'll see.
$1 billion. Let's go.
Well, you get more publicity. I mean, the question becomes, you know, because if it's a settlement, you're not going to get the $10 billion, right?
No, that's the
whole
point.
A fraction of that. And at some point, you might ask whether the attention is more valuable than the money. Because you want to control the narrative or shut the narrative down.
$1 billion.
You sound like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
I was trying to.
Yeah, he said $1 million.
I know that. But this is not. This is $10 billion. And that's going to hurt somebody.
Yep.
Mm.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, sure. Well, no, but I agree with Scott, though. The extra exposure on media manipulation is probably worth more than the money. I mean, the money's not going to Trump. It's going to go somewhere
else. So I disagree because I think if you went all the way through this trial,
mm-hmm.
the amount of...
No, the money's going to hurt.
But I'm talking about just the amount of publicity that would go.
What is the net worth of CBS or Paramount?
It's got to be more than $10 billion.
We have another story here where there's a purge going on at the FBI.
Ooh.
A top Justice Department official on Friday ordered the firing of at least 8 senior FBI executives and a sweeping examination of the work of thousands of other Bureau employees, including those who worked on investigations tied to January 6th. And I think there was another story that came out just this morning. That FBI agents are just kind of literally being shown the door right now. And, of course, I can't find it.
So I got an article from a stock analysis group that's claiming that Paramount Global is only worth about $7.6 billion.
Ooh, so they're being sued for more than they're worth, huh?
Yeah, they're being sued. That would basically close them down.
Interesting.
Gotta love that.
Well, this other one's saying it's $7.16 billion, so it depends, right? Depends on what day and what the stock price is.
We might clean out CBS, and we're currently cleaning out the FBI. How much more winning is there going to be here with Mr. Trump and his efforts? It hasn't even been a month.
Gotta love it.
You know, I told some friends of mine are just absolutely apoplectic that Trump is president again, and I told them, you guys need to pace yourselves because you're already blowing gaskets just over the first couple of days. Yeah. We're just getting started. You know, the good stuff hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. If he cuts taxes on tips for waitstaff and restaurants, that is probably a more Democratic population than Republican, I would think. He cuts their taxes on all of their tips. He's going to make a lot of friends. You see, gas prices are down. We're in California. I saw gas prices under.
I drive a Tesla.
$3.85 the other day. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The gas I have to buy is like $4.
Kind of ticking up.
So.
I know, but I mean, we were up above six.
We were 5 and 6. Yeah,
you could find places above 7 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're down to like 4 and sub 4. This makes no sense.
It'll go back up again. There's a new tax coming or something like that. But yeah, but enjoy the weather here. Because
I drive a Tesla.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Wait, no way.
Way.
They're going to raise taxes on gas? You know, in California, we pay $1.22
per gallon.
There's
a new tax coming, so yeah. That's why they're down now. They just want to give everybody a break before they jack it back up.
Yikes.
Probably a California fire tax.
Hmm?
It's probably a California fire tax.
Oh, could be. Yeah, yeah. Could be. So, as we're recording this, Tulsi Gabbard is still going through her confirmation hearings. And for once, Meghan McCain and I are on the same page. The Republican commentator says it will be her personal mission to help campaign and fundraise against any senator who does not vote to confirm Tulsi as Director of National Intelligence. What do we think? We like Tulsi in this room, right?
She's kind of grown on me. I think she's intelligent, and so I think she should be the Director of Intelligence.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
Let's do merit-based hiring. I like it.
Well, just like, you know, our buddy Pete, who, you know, just made it under the wire with a tiebreaker from our vice president. I mean,
that was called a Van Halen vote. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, apparently it's a Van Halen vote. When the House is split 50-50 and the VP has to vote,
51-50.
It makes it a 51-50 vote.
That's awesome. I like it.
Shout out to my buddy Bryce who told me that one.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it was a Van Halen vote.
Go ahead and jump.
Here's a guy, and you listen to the way he talks about it, you know, war fighters and this and that. This is a guy who was boots on the ground, and so was Tulsi. It's like, and you know, let's face it, in this country, our presidents and our politicians are not, you know, the most morally upstanding without, you know, people you can throw rocks at.
Mm-hmm. But
doesn't really have any bearing on whether they can do the job or not.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's get back to merit-based hiring.
Yeah. Best person for the job.
I'm just impressed. Meghan McCain and I are on the same page here. She and I we've clashed on Twitter several times. I got banned on Twitter for arguing with her once. I've been banned from Twitter 6 times, and one of those times was arguing with Meghan McCain. So.
About what?
Oh, whatever. I don't remember specifically. You know, she's really good at criticizing Republicans. That's why the media likes her. So she was shooting her mouth off about something, and I shot my mouth back, and then I got banned.
Oh.
So, it was a badge of honor.
It's like, she was successful against another Republican.
Right.
Yeah. And she's a Republican.
So I'm curious, Brian, what else have you been banned from?
Let's see, Twitter 6 times. I've been in Facebook jail at least 3 times. I got kicked out of a social club once.
PlayStation?
No, a social club, a real
club. No, I just said PlayStation. No, you haven't been banned?
I don't do PlayStation.
You haven't been banned. But that's a thing.
Okay.
You can get banned from a video game?
Oh,
seriously?
It's a thing.
What?
And what happens? I mean, do you get sent to the gulag or
what? No, seriously. They don't allow you to communicate with other gamers.
Oh, so you can
ever.
So you can't do audio. Like you can't say anything. They mute you. But you can still play?
Yes.
How do you know this? Are you a victim of this thing?
I am not a victim of it, but many of my crew are.
Okay.
In fact, I think the last one on my crew to never been banned.
Interesting.
On Call of Duty.
Okay.
Wow.
Seriously, never been banned. Everybody in my crew has.
That's rough. Like, if you got banned from a video game, that's a pretty sad day.
Well, it's funny because it's Call of Duty is over 18, right? You're supposed to be over 18.
Oh,
yeah. It says it right on it. And you get some of these people that let their little tiny kids, which is just awful. It's like some of the banter in these games is.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. And although it's very clear about it's a over 18 game. So anybody that's letting their kids play on it, they're just idiots. But they will ban you in a hot second.
Wow. And who makes that decision?
They do.
Who's they? The other players?
No. Well, you can no.
It's actually, too bad Dad's not making that decision.
It's ultimately
where's Dad?
And I'm not even sure who has the most recent Call of Duty, but it's whoever organizes that.
Mm, okay, so the games are organized by a single individual, or
no? They're created by.
Oh, okay.
Rockstar Games.
Okay. Whatever. I understand. So, but then
although you can. you can call somebody out for cheating or
cheating.
Well, there you can get.
It's weird.
No, you can get all these little cheat boxes.
Yeah, hackers we call them.
Like it's legit, and Call of Duty is one of the worst.
Mm-hmm. Call of Duty is made by Activision.
There you go. So
I see. But who in charge of the individual games is the one doing the banning?
I think Activision.
Oh, okay. So it's not the group
Activision and or PlayStation.
So it's not the group of players that are saying
no. No. But I can call you out.
I see.
I can rat on you for cheating.
Oh, you can turn people in. Report.
Yeah. I can report you for
arguing with a Democratic commentator.
No, your gamer tag is I find it offensive. Or offensive language, or cheating, all kinds of stuff.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad we can't be banned from Radio Slot. Spotify can probably ban us.
I'm sure you could be.
No, Alex is a friend of mine. He's all right. He likes our show.
You still could be. You could be banned. It's possible.
No.
No.
I think it's possible.
I can only think of one place I've ever been banned from.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, only one.
Where?
Tequila Rita restaurant.
I was going to say the taco place in Denver.
Concourse C in the Las Vegas airport. Suckers.
All right, we are up on a break. Back with our...
Don't come back.
Stupid little agent. What are they called? TSA?
TSA, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What an ego.
We will be back with Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts, Scott's post-game report, Ziggy's Riffs, and Coach's Corner. Coming right up. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment. And as I recall, I start with the encouraging thoughts, right? And then we go to...
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you want, buddy.
You start with thoughts.
They are encouraging thoughts.
It's just thoughts.
No, they are encouraging thoughts. They mean a lot to people.
For deep thoughts.
That's right.
And usually you have to go to confession after.
That's right. All right, here we go. Remember, even if you change the world, it doesn't mean it won't change right back. So go in Christ. You know, I had to mute you guys for that because I knew you were going to try and talk over me.
He muted us?
It's fortunate for him that he controls the box. Today's post-game report brought to you today by Scott's Third Tee. Stands for time. If you think you're going to drive a little bit faster because you can save some time, it might actually cost you exorbitantly more time. If you want to cook a bunch of soup at home... to save you some time. It might actually cost you more time. Time is a commodity, and it's overvalued.
You mean undervalued?
No, it's overvalued. You're like, we chase things to try and save some time. It's like, it's just a little bit of time. Let's not compromise other things for the sake of, I want more time. No, it's a farce.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm not sure I agree with you today.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
It is okay.
The guy who crashed his car, he agrees with me.
No, because ultimately he wasted a bunch more time.
That's what I'm saying. He was trying to save time, and it actually cost him more time. Yeah, so the pursuit of time is less of a payoff than you think it is.
Well, the unintelligent pursuit of more time.
Well, I'm going with be efficient with the time you have rather than trying to chase extra time.
All right, Ziggy, you got a riff today?
The two junk guys were about to get into a fight. One draws a line in the dirt and says, if you cross this line, I'll hit you in the face. That was the punchline.
I like it. I like it. I might use it, actually. That was a good one. Well played, Ziggy.
What do we have for Coach's Corner today?
Today, Coach's Corner is brought to you by Lucille Ball.
And unicorns.
Not quite a unicorn. I'd rather regret the things I've done than the things I haven't done.
Might have to think about that one for a minute.
Well, I think she said it poorly, but haven't tried maybe, or I think the sentiment is there, though.
Yeah. She probably regrets how she said it.
Yeah, probably.
Rather than the fact that she didn't say it. Yeah.
And you're closing?
Yeah, that was it. Each other.
Yeah. Well, he's talked over you.
I know he does. He does that.
Say it again.
Y'all be good to each other.
All right. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach, that is it for this week. We will be back next week for more of the same. And it is time for Mary to... Oh, I almost forgot.
Uh-oh.
Stay curious. Don't get zucked.
Yeah, you should have forgot it.
No. You know, we were talking yesterday, and there's another one.
Which one?
In the movie.
In that video?
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta look at.
All right.
We'll do it next time.
We'll do it next time. All right, Mary, throw your hat in the air.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Come on. Oh. Hurry up.
Shout out to thy baby girl.
We'll see you next week.
Meow. So who is gay?